Artek, inventors of Zero-G gait and balance system. Since 2008, Zero-G has been changing how physical medicine is delivered to patients by getting them involved in intensive therapy earlier and safer.
This is an APTA podcast.
Welcome to APTA's podcast series on value-based care, which explains how value is measured in the provision of healthcare and describes different aspects of the Quality Payment Program, including the Merit-Based Incentive Program, or MIPS, and Advanced Alternative Payment Models, or Advanced APMs. Episode 2 is What is the Value? To get the most from this episode, you may want to check out Episode 1 first.
I'm Heather Smith, APTA's Director of Quality. The word value is used a lot in talking about healthcare these days. But what do we mean by it in terms of healthcare? In healthcare, value is defined as the health outcomes achieved per dollar spent. Stakeholders, patients, clinicians, and payers should unite around this definition, emphasizing the consumer to include patients, their families, or other caregivers to achieve the desired outcome. Why is value so important? Healthcare costs in the United States remain the highest of any developed nation. Changing the payment paradigm from volume to value forces greater efficiency in the healthcare system. That is, delivery of the highest quality of care and the best outcomes at a controlled cost. Implementing a payment structure that examines outcomes and costs will also drive better informed decisions by the patient, the payer, and the clinician. Focusing payment on value means changes for all stakeholders. For clinicians, the change in payment structure will require the use of data to better understand outcomes and cost. This means PTs will need to use the data they collect in ways they may not have in the past. PTs generate data through documentation and billing, but typically that data, especially when generated through documentation, has gone unused. One reason is because it is not standardized across the profession. For example, every note, handwritten or electronically captured, is different. This is why payers use cost and utilization data in benefit design. It is standardized and easy to obtain through billing information. However, cost data provides only one piece of the value equation. Clinical data is also needed in order to assess quality. Assessing the quality of care through clinical measures uses the data generated through documentation to provide the information about the quality of care delivered. Physical therapists collect information about a patient's function through the use of such tools as patient-reported outcome or performance measures. For example, by using a measurement tool such as the Neck Disability Index, or NDI, the clinician is provided data on change in function during a care episode that can be calculated and potentially generalized to all patients with neck pain that they treat. On a larger scale, if the change in score is collected from a large enough sample through a registry, then a national benchmark for the average change in function on the NDI can be established. In clinical practice, this would allow the PT to know how the change in function of their patients compare with all other neck pain patients in the U.S. PTs who are performing lower than the benchmark may want to look more closely at why. Do they see more complex patients? Are they using the best clinical practice? PTs who are performing higher than the benchmark should investigate what has led to the success and how they can share that with other clinicians. Having both quality and cost information is critical to understanding value. Being able to provide the quality and cost information to payers, as well as other healthcare providers, will help others understand the value of physical therapy across the care continuum. And let's not forget about our patients. Today, patients do not have information about the quality of our services, and typically they use word of mouth or referrals to find a provider. By generating standardized quality information, we would enable patients and their caregivers to make more informed decisions about their care, including which provider might be the best in managing their condition. Given the fast-paced shift from volume to value-based payment, we are truly in a race to identify the right quality measures to complete the PT value equation. APTA is actively working to develop resources for PTs to better understand the shift toward value and how they can prepare for the future. Without identifying a set of measures that represent the quality we bring to the healthcare system, the value equation is not providing complete information about physical therapist services. Thus, to successfully navigate value-based payment, it is critically important to create quality measures that demonstrate the value of our services and establish benchmarks. APTA is committed to these goals through the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry. By having the profession collect data on outcomes and performance, we can ensure that we better understand our practice patterns and create measures that best reflect the value we bring to the healthcare system. The registry uses data from the profession for the profession to help elevate patient care and define the future by providing quality measure data back to PTs in the clinic.
This has been episode 2 of the podcast series on value-based care. To find all episodes of this series, go to www.apta.org/macra. You also can find these and all APTA podcasts on iTunes by searching APTA Podcasts or going to www.apta.org/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
This is an APTA podcast.